قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Say, if you conceal what is in your hearts. تُخْفُوا is from the root letters خَافَيَا, خُفْيَا. What does that mean? To hide something, to conceal something, to keep something secret. So if you hide whatever is in your sudur. Sudur is a plural of sadr. And what does sadr mean? Chest. Now, what is in the chest? The heart. And what is in the heart? Our emotions, our intentions, our feelings, whether they are good or bad. And notice this ayah comes right after the ayah of friendship. Why? Because friendship is also where? In the heart. So if you hide whatever is in your hearts, meaning you don't tell anybody about it, you don't show it, you don't share it with anyone, أو تبدوه, or you disclose it to someone. You do tell somebody about it. تبدو is from the root letters بدل, well. And remember that a person can hide what is in his heart how? By not telling anybody about it, and also by not acting upon it. But it's a feeling, it's an intention, it's a wish, it's a desire that is in the heart. You never act upon it, you never tell anybody about it, but it's still in your heart. And أو تبدوه, how does a person reveal it? Either by telling somebody about it or by acting according to it. So whether you hide it or you show it, whether you don't act upon it or you act upon it, whether you don't tell somebody about it or you tell somebody about it, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Allah knows about it. You can't hide anything from Allah. So it's possible that on the apparent, you're not showing any friendship to them, but your heart, your feelings, your sincerity, your loyalty is with who? With the non-believers. Or it's possible you don't do something on the outward, but in the heart is the intense desire to do it. You wish you could do it. For example, on the outward, apparently, you cannot eat something that is haram. Why? If you do it, your mother is going to give it to you. The other people around you, they're not going to let you do it. But the desire is still in the heart. Allah knows of that desire, even if you don't get to act upon it. And if you do it, if you act upon that intention, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of it. And when He knows of it, He can call you to account for it. So at the end of the day, who should you fear? People or Allah? Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And He knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah is able over everything. What do we learn from this ayah? That first of all, nothing at all is hidden from Allah. His knowledge encompasses everything. Therefore, our focus should be on improving ourselves, improving the state of our hearts. We learned early in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا. In Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 5, we learned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. So again and again, this concept is being reinforced that don't fear people, fear Allah. And out of the fear of Allah, do that which is right. Out of the fear of Allah, leave that which is wrong. So it's possible that you befriend someone and they tell you to do something that is wrong and you do it, thinking, my mother is never going to find out. My parents are never going to find out. My family is never going to find out. I'll do it anyway. But Allah knows of it. And at the end of the day, you're accountable to Allah. So nothing at all is hidden from Allah. Also we see that the heart of a person plays a very important role. It's not just a piece of flesh that pumps blood. No. The heart is where the Quran was revealed. The heart is where the intentions are. اللَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The heart sees it. And also we learn in the Quran, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That whatever is in the hearts will be brought out. What is in the heart? Love is in the heart. Hate is in the heart. Intention, goal, desires, wishes. So all of these should be according to whose standards? The standard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, we are accountable to Him. We learn in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ. The one who loves for the sake of Allah. Where is hub? In the heart. وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. And he hated another, or hated something. Why? For the sake of Allah. Where is bughd? Where is hatred? In the heart. وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. And gives for the sake of Allah. Where is the intention to give? In the heart. And he withholds something. Why? for the sake of Allah, such a person has completed his faith. Such a person has perfected his faith. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. So the heart plays a very important role. Therefore, we need to clean out our hearts. We need to focus on the improvement, on the nourishment of our hearts. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ. On the day that it will find. Who will find? كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. Every person will find. تَجِدُ is from the root letters وَاوْ جِيمْ دَال, from the word وُجُود. What does that mean? Existence. And then it also means to find something. It's the opposite of adam. Adam is non-existence. When something is not there, you cannot find it, no matter how much you try. But when something has a wujud, when something exists, then you can eventually find it. So yawma tajidu, on the day that kullu nafsin, every soul is going to find, meaning it's going to see, ma amilat, whatever that it did. Ma amilat meaning any action that it did, whether it is qalla, a little, aw kathura, or it was a lot. مَا عَمِلَتْ. Any action that a person did, a lot or a little, but مِنْ خَيْرٍ, of good, meaning any good deed that a person has done, a little or a lot, in words or in actions, عِبَادَة or إِطَاعَة, obedience, or dealing with other people in a good way. No matter what kind of a good deed it is, a person will find it where? Muhdara, one presented. Muhdara is from the root letters ha, dadra, from the word hudur, which means to be present somewhere. So muhdara is that which is presented, that which is brought face to face. So a person will find any good deed that he did present. What does it mean by this, that he will find it present? This is understood in several ways. That first of all, he will find that good deed written. Where? In the record of deeds. Today, whatever actions we're doing, we do them and we forget them. We do a good deed, we forget about it, or other people don't find about it. It's hidden. But on the Day of Judgment, any good deed that a person has performed, he will find it. How? Muhdara, meaning written. Clearly written. Secondly, muhdara means that a person will find its jaza, its recompense, the reward for it. Because over here in particular, min khayr, good deed has been mentioned. So a person will find it on the Day of Judgment. How? In the form of its reward. For example, we learn about parents who make their child memorize the Quran, recite the Quran. They will be rewarded and honored on the Day of Judgment. So that honor is what? Is a form of reward for the good deed that they had done in the dunya. So muhdara means that they will find the reward, the jaza for the good deed present. And we also see over here that muhdara, you see something present. When? When it's something that is physical. When it is something that has a shape. When it is something that has a form. So this means that good deeds will take a physical form, a physical shape on that day. And these deeds will also be weighed. For example, in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 8, we learn, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ. And the weighing of deeds that day will be the truth. Meaning deeds will be weighed on that day. They will take a physical form on that day. For example, we learned about reciting Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. For a person who recites them regularly, how will they come? In the form of two clouds, or two shades, or two lines of birds. So his act, his good deed, will take a physical form on that day. Similarly, a person who recites the Quran, acts upon the Quran, gives a haq of the Quran will be his companion where? In the grave. The Quran will come doing shafa'ah for him on the Day of Judgment. Similarly, a person who gives sadaqah in this dunya, that sadaqah will be a means of shade for him in the akhirah. So a good deed done in the dunya will take a physical form in the akhirah. Similarly, an animal that a person sacrifices in the dunya for the sake of Allah, a sacrificial animal, the blood of that animal, the hair, all of that will be weighed, and a person will be rewarded for every hair for every drop of blood. Imagine. Similarly, the animal that a person sacrifices for the sake of Allah in the dunya, it will become a means of transportation for him. Where? On the Sirat, to cross the bridge on the Day of Judgment. So good deeds that a person does in the dunya, he will find him muhdara on the Day of Judgment. How? First of all, written in front of him. Secondly, their jaza. And thirdly, in physical form. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ And whatever it did, مِنْ سُوءٍ Of evil as well. Meaning any action, any evil action that a person has done, he will also find that muhdara on the Day of Judgment. And what does it mean by muhdara? Same meaning. He will find it written. He will find its jaza, the punishment for it. And he will find it in a physical form on the Day of Judgment. For example, a person who does not give zakat on gold and silver. What will happen on the Day of Judgment? The same gold and silver will be heated up in fire and it will be put on him. It will be branded on his forehead, on his back. So, punishment in physical form. Similarly, if a person has stolen something from Baytul Mal, from the Muslim treasury, from the public treasury, if a person has stolen something, for example, you go to a masjid and you find a nice Quran. Who does it belong to? You? No. It belongs to the masjid. It belongs to everybody. But you say, I like it so much, I'm going to take it home. Although it is something very good, but it is also theft. And a person who steals something from the public treasury, that thing will come on the Day of Judgment to him and he will have to carry it upon himself. Just imagine, he will have to carry it upon himself for the entire length of the Day of Judgment. And remember that when a person develops this habit of stealing one thing, then he ends up stealing more and more things. It's one pen, then it's another pen, then it's a stapler, then it's a piece of paper, then it's a notebook, then it's somebody else's shoes, then it's one thing after the other. And just imagine carrying all those things on the Day of Judgment for the entire length of the Day of Judgment. If you go somewhere and you have to wait for a long time, even your purse with your necessities becomes such a burden. When you have to wait at the airport and you have to carry your handbag, your hand luggage, your hand trolley, although it has wheels, you can put it on the floor. You're not carrying on your head the whole time, but still it becomes such a burden. Just imagine carrying heavy things on yourself throughout the day, whose length is 50,000 years. It's not a few minutes, it's 50,000 years. So وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ And every evil action that a person has done, he will find it مُحْضَرًا How? Written, its jaza, and also in the physical form, on the Day of Judgment. What do we learn in the Qur'an? وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ Whoever does even an atom's weight of evil, atom's weight, something so tiny, you can't even see it. If you try to touch it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it. Something as small as that also, a person will see it recorded in his record. Which is why we learn in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 49, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ And the record of deeds will be placed open. And you will see the criminals fearful of that within it. وَيَقُولُونَ And they will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا They will say, Oh, woe to us! What is this book that leaves nothing small or great except that it has enumerated it? وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ Every small and big action. If it's evil, it will be written, and a person will be made to see it on the Day of Judgment. This is what you did. And many times we belittle small sins. We belittle minor sins. And sometimes we go on saying things that are very inappropriate or doing things that are very inappropriate thinking that they don't have any value or they don't mean anything. For example, we learned that once the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, she mentioned about the height of somebody else and she said she's like this, meaning she pointed that she's very short. And what did the Prophet ﷺ say? That this statement of yours, if it was mixed in the ocean, in the sea, it would make the entire water bitter. We pass these comments, we make such remarks all the time. Somebody's height, and somebody's fingers and somebody's way of talking. This is what we do all the time. Talking and talking and commenting and passing remarks on other people and what they're doing, forgetting that we have to do something ourselves as well. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Notice it's ma. Ma means anything, small or big. He will find it written. He will find its recompense for it. He will find it in a physical form on that day. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Man will be informed that day of what he sent ahead and what he kept back. Surah Al-Qiyamah, Ayah 13. تَوَدُّ, it will wish. Who will wish? Every nafs is going to wish. تَوَدُّ is from the root letters waw dal dal. Notice تَوَدُّ is ta, and ta is a sign of feminine. Why? Because nafs in the Arabic language is feminine. So it will wish, meaning every nafs is going to wish, it's going to yearn, it's going to long for what? That لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. If only there was a long distance, there was an extremely lengthy distance between it and between who? بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ. What does بَيْنَهَا refer to? هَا refers to the nafs, the person. And بَيْنَهُ, who refers to? The amal, the action, the sin that a person has committed. And the word amad is from the root letters hamza mim dal. Amad and abad. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. Amad and abad, both are used for time. And both of them, they indicate a long span of time. Abad in particular gives the meaning of eternity. Abad means eternity, forever, on and on. And amad, the word that you see over here with the meme, it gives the meaning of a long time span, a long period of time that has a limit. So for example, thousands and thousands of years. So if you say 2,000, 10,000, 50,000, yes, it's very long, but eventually it has a limit. But abad is what? Without a limit, eternal. Over here Allah says, لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. If only there was between the person and between his action a distance. What distance? أَمَد, a long distance. بَعِيدًا, بَعِيد gives the meaning of very far. And remember, this distance does not give the meaning of distance in space, but distance in time. That extremely lengthy distance so that he can never reach it. He can never reach the consequence, the punishment, that it takes very long to be able to see it, to be able to reach it, to be able to receive it. Amadam ba'ida. In the dunya, right now, what are we taught? That what dua should we make? Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya. O Allah, put a distance between me and between my sins. Create a distance between me and my sins. And when we begin our salah, we say, this dua is too long. Let me just make another dua. Let me just say something else instead. But on the day of judgment, when a person will see his sins, ma amilat min su, every small and big, minor and major, little and a lot, what will he wish for? That there was a distance between him and the sin that he committed. A long time. More and more time. So it takes longer to finally reach it. It takes longer to finally see it. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. And Allah warns you from Himself. Meaning Allah cautions you against His punishment, His anger. Why is this mentioned over here again? For emphasis. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah is most kind with the servants. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ra'uf, is from the root letters Ra, Hamza, Fa. And Ra'fa is to show compassion. And remember, Ra'fa is more than Rahma. Rahma is to be merciful, to be kind, to be affectionate. But Ra'fa is when you see someone in a difficult situation, you're overwhelmed. You're overcome with feelings of compassion and mercy, and you can't bear to see them in difficulty. And out of that affection, out of that compassion, you do something to remove that difficulty from them. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And ibad is a plural of abd. Now why is this mentioned over here? وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah warns you, Allah cautions you, He makes you fear Him, and Allah is compassionate and kind. Generally, what do we think? that someone who warns us, they're not kind. They don't care for us. That's what we think generally. Somebody who is telling us what to do and what not to do, who is telling us, be careful, otherwise I'm going to question you, otherwise I'm going to punish you, what do we think? They're not affectionate. Because for us, mercy and affection and compassion means you do whatever you want, I'll forgive you. But it is in fact out of the ra'fa of Allah, out of the compassion and mercy of Allah, that He warns us. Remember that His tahdeer, yuhadhiru, is from tahdeer. What does tahdeer mean? To warn and caution. His tahdeer is a part of His ra'fa, is a part of His compassion, that He warns us from before, so we don't do anything wrong. He warns us from before, before we do something wrong. He warns us so that we don't do that wrong action. Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad, and Allah is most affectionate towards His servants. So what does this show us? That if we do something that is good, we should be hopeful for the reward. And when we do something wrong, then we should be warned. Because يُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Recitation.
قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
So on the Day of Judgment, when a person will see the sins that he has committed written down, when he will see the recompense, when he will see the recompense in a physical form, what will he wish? That there is a long distance between him and the sin, because he will not want to see it. It's like in the dunya, when you know that your result is coming on a particular date, and you know that you haven't done that well, what do you want? The month to be longer, the week to be longer, so that you don't get the bad news. You don't get to hear that which is going to upset you. You don't get to see that which is going to put a bad mark on you. And on the Day of Judgment, for all the sins that we have committed, this is going to be the state of people. That they will wish there is a long distance between them and the sin that they have committed, so that they don't have to see it, they don't have to take it, they don't have to witness it, they don't have to confess it. No. They want to be away from it, completely disassociated from it. But Allah is warning us now. Do something today. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. Do the khayr today, and stay away from the su today, so you don't have to be embarrassed tomorrow. And it is out of the compassion and mercy of Allah that He is telling you now. So take the warning.
If you look at all of these verses that we have read so far, that first of all, when it comes to dealing with the disbelievers, make sure you do not befriend them in a way that they become your first priority. That you give them a level above that which is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense that you prefer them over your deen, and you compromise on your religion because of them, to make them happy, to please them. And then we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything, whether we conceal it or we hide it. So if we have such friendship, whether we hide it in our hearts, whether we keep it to our private lives, or we make it open for everybody to know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. And then we learned that all of the actions that we do, whether good or bad, a little or a lot, will be displayed to us on the Day of Judgment. If you look at it, many of the actions that we do, especially when it comes to small actions, small deeds, good or bad, why do we do them? Because we have taken influence from other people. For instance, passing a remark,
passing a comment, making fun of someone, using a word that is bad, it becomes easy for us. Why? Because we have heard it so many times, we have seen other people using it so many times. So our friendship, our company, the company that we keep, the friends that we make, they affect us, whether we want or not. And many times we say that, no, I'm not going to take this influence, I'm not going to listen to them in this regard. But no matter how hard we try, still, those people whom we sit with, we talk with, they influence us. So, our actions, what are they based upon? What we decide as to what we want to do, and also what influence we take from other people. This is why when it comes to making our friends, we have to be extremely careful.